So the Atman notion is not merely a sort of mistake. It's not, oh, the number 8 bus doesn't come this way. It's a strong, arising with it, implicit in it, is a strong sense of its uniqueness and importance and of attachment and love, you could say, for it. Right at the bottom of this ascription of Atman are these strong affective senses. So I think it's very important to note this. I think it's significant from two points of view. First of all, because according to Yogacara doctrine, these kleshas are not moral. It's not wrong to have them, as it were. They're not unskillful in themselves. You can have these kleshas and still act morally and still act skillfully. In other words, if you have a healthy mistaken self-identification, you can still act in a positive and constructive way. You can be helpful, you can be compassionate, you can avoid hurting people and so on. So the Atma kleshas are not inherently morally wrong. I find this very liberating. Because again, there can be a strong sense that, you know, because you've got an eye sense and, you know, this sort of falsely ascribed eye sense, you've got it sort of, you're morally wrong. But for Buddhism, this is not the case. For Yogacara, this is not the case. It's natural, so to speak, in the course of the evolution of consciousness, for this Atman notion to arise and for you to feel very strongly attached to it and to feel that it is quite unique. The problem arises when you start to try to impose that sense upon others, when you try to defend it by hurting others and to build it up, bolster it up by stealing or taking from others. So for this particular model makes it clear that merely having an eye sense, even if it is false, is not in itself a moral problem. It's the basis for moral problems, but it's not in itself a moral problem. So it's not wrong to have it. The second point is that I think this is what, in a sense, we're trying to contact, first of all, in the Maitri Bhavana, Metta Bhavana. I got quite excited about this. I don't know whether it grabs anybody else, but what is suggested is that self-love is quite natural to us, and that what you're trying in Metta Bhavana first of all to do is to just contact that and to appreciate that, well, you do care about yourself, even if you hate yourself is a sort of perverse form of caring. You think you're uniquely important enough to hate. So those feelings are quite sort of embedded in the whole structure of consciousness as it emerges on this cycle. So you can start off by saying, fine, I love myself, you love yourself. Let's try to work on that basis. So I find this quite important, that the Atma kleshas are considered to be cognitively obscured but morally undefiled, but undefined, to use the technical terms. That they are neither skillful nor unskillful. They're just there. However, they're not in accordance with the real nature of things. They are a mistake. And you will be far happier, far much in accordance with reality, if you can learn to see through them. But in themselves, in itself, the Atman is not a problem, so to speak. It's not a moral problem. Although, on the basis of that self-attachment, you then start to crave and hate and cause harm to others.